You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Dave Pope Trio. The album's called Skyline, and we'll check into the track Minority. Then Corey Weed's got a new one. The album's called Corey Weed's Meets Jerry Weldon. We'll check into the track Olay. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Troy Roberts, his latest release, New Jai Perspective. It's the convening of five soulful beings who take the listener on a creative journey through the architecture of Troy's original compositions.
And after that, we're going to check into Mel Breeze. From her album, Animazonia, we're going to listen to the track, The Island.
me till I tremble. Free my wings for flying and catch me while I'm falling. Keep your arms around me like there's no tomorrow. Let me know you love. The sun can see us. Show me how to love you. Teach me how to please you. Lay your dreams beside me. Only stars will listen to our cries and whispers. You were made. Your arms around me, lose yourself inside me, make it last forever. I can see the island shining in the distance. Now we're getting closer. Keep your arms around.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Gail Sinatra knows a lot about climate change. For decades, the education and psychology professor at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles has studied how to communicate climate science to the general public. But despite thinking a lot about climate change, she still felt unprepared when the Eaton Fire swept through her neighborhood in Altadena, California this past January, burning down her house along with thousands of others.
We were in a community that had been safe for, you know, over 100 years. And so we were under the impression that we were safer from these events than we were. And I think that reflects a lot of people in the country.
She says as climate change causes more extreme disasters, it's important to prepare for events unlike what you've seen before. For example, you may be able to take steps to make your home more resilient to floods or fires, and should be ready to quickly evacuate if needed.
We need to understand what our community and personal risks are and take actions now before you end up in the situation like myself and my neighbors are in, where we've experienced this tragic loss. We don't want to see that happen to anyone else.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.